Here's another way the healthcare system is changing. More seniors and people with disabilities are choosing to stay in their homes. Home health aides come in to help with daily chores like bathing, shopping, and cleaning. And experts say the profession is likely to be one of the fastest growing in the U.S. in the next decade. But as Natalie Krebs of Iowa Public Radio reports, it's getting harder to recruit people to do the job.
A lot has changed in Jonathan Miller's life in the past decade, but one thing that's remained consistent is his home. The two-bedroom ranch-style brick house in West Des Moines, Iowa, is filled with Jonathan's art, photos, and a lot of University of Iowa gear.
John has collected everything on the wall there for, he was very artistically gifted before he became sick.
That's Jonathan's father, Don Miller. He says Jonathan bought the house in 2007. For 3 years, his son put a lot of work into the fixer-upper. Then, in 2010, he suffered a major stroke. He was 25. The cause was advanced testicular cancer. A year of aggressive therapy saved Jonathan's life. But Don says his son was left severely brain damaged. As Jonathan chats beside him, Don explains he's legally blind and has difficulty speaking, hearing, and walking.
He can't stand without someone supporting him and guarding him and guiding him, helping him transition into a wheelchair or getting around.
For Jonathan, leaving his home has always been out of the question. Don says this loudly in front of his son so he can hear.
And John's biggest single goal has always been to get to stay in his house.
Don lowers his voice when he starts to talk about how difficult this has become recently. All of the home health agencies responsible for his son's care are understaffed. It means Don and his wife Lori are frequently rushing over to Jonathan's house, often on short notice, when there's no one available. Don says they're starting to think the unthinkable.
It put us to the spot where we were and are looking at alternatives that would take him out of the home. It's the one thing that he wants.
The main reason for the shortage of home health aides comes down to money. That's according to a report by the Iowa Caregivers Association, which found 38% of home health aides left for a better paying job. Connie Corcoran is a home health aide who works in central Iowa for an agency run by a hospital. She loves her job.
These people are so appreciative of what you do for them. It keeps them in their home. Bottom line.
But Corcoran says it took her 2 decades to start earning $17 an hour. This is the main reason she says she sees so many aides quit.
You can drive by McDonald's and see on their sign what they're offering. And if you have been in direct care for several years and you're not even making that, that makes you feel terrible.
In 2019, the median hourly wage was less than $12 an hour, and 1 in 6 workers live below the federal poverty line. More than half are people of color, according to PHI, a group that advocates for direct care workers. Stephen McCall is a data and policy analyst with PHI. He says in addition to financial challenges, home health aides often don't have any career path allowing them to move up into other related positions.
That means that their skills that they're developing over time, providing services to older adults and people with disabilities, often go unrecognized and unrewarded.
Recently, some states like Indiana, Iowa, and Minnesota have passed or proposed bills to fund more resources for home health care or increase Medicaid reimbursement rates. The Biden administration has proposed putting billions towards home health care. But Rachel Werner says she doesn't think this is even close enough to the resources needed to tackle this workforce shortage. Werner is a professor of healthcare management and economics at the University of Pennsylvania.
And it's not clear to me that the country is ready to make that commitment to invest in the long-term care infrastructure. But I think that's a big part of what it would take.
Werner says there needs to be a shift culturally in the way society views and values the work of home health care aides, but she believes that will be even harder to accomplish. For Here and Now, I'm Natalie Krebs.